Hello, creative people. Welcome to Creative Conversations. My name is Hollis Citron, and we are so truly happy that you have chosen to spend this hour with us. So, a little background on the podcast. I am owner and founder of I Am Creative and Express Yourself Publishing. My mission is to expand that quote-unquote societal definition of creativity beyond a pencil and a paintbrush and empower people, especially adults, to own their talents that come in so many different forms. So I've created this space so that I can get to talk to people that have all different jobs, hobbies, and interests, and we get to have a conversation about their experiences and perspectives, all centered around three questions. One, how do you define creativity? Two, how do you incorporate it into your life? And three, why do you think it's important? Then we have a free-flowing conversation and we see where it goes from there. So I have had the honor to have spoken to entrepreneurs as young as 13, handwriting specialist, biologist, personal organizer, doctor, lawyer, and so many more. And the idea is that by sharing their stories, we get to explore the space of expressing yourself, giving yourself permission to take time for your interests and explore possibilities. And by doing all of this and incorporating it into your world daily, I promise you will feel more empowered, connected, and dare I say, happy. So, let me introduce my inspiring guest for today is
Madison Ramirez. Madison has been a professional makeup artist for 10 years. She believes we spend a lot of time self-criticizing and trying to conform to what is considered quote unquote normal. Her love for makeup allowed her to teach people to enhance who they are by enhancing what they have, by pausing and taking a moment to love ourselves. I love this. And there is so much more. Madison is in a new area of life, which she is going to expand more on. But I wanted her to talk about that and see where the conversation goes. So Madison, welcome to the space. Hey, Madison.
How are you? Awesome. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I am good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. So I specifically picked a portion of your bio so we could kind of start from there, but awesome. I want you to expand because you're in this whole other place now of, if you could tell a little bit more of your story of where you kind of were, where you are now, and then we'll dive into the question. That'd be great. Questions. That would be great.
Awesome. So, going way back, always like wanted to be in New York and wanted to like do fashion, and that didn't last. So when I got there, I just was like, this is not for me. And I like basically had an identity crisis, which is like so silly at 18, right? You know, but everything that I've always wanted to do, I didn't want to do anymore. And my dad was like, hey, like you're quote unquote creative, right? Like you're creative. You've always like loved makeup. Why don't you explore that? So I did. And I went to school to be a licensed medical esthetician. I started a company called Mad Makeup, where a play off like the Mad Hatter and how he's like crazy and different and like finding your crazy, quote unquote crazy, right? And embracing that. So I've been doing that for 10 years, but 3 years ago, my grandmom, I call her my mom, was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which is really bad, right? So my mom, like almost at that same time, actually lost her job. And my dad like said to her, listen, don't worry about it. Spend time with your mom. And let's, you know, figure it out. So we were fortunate that we had 8 months with her. And in March of 2018, she passed. And when she passed, I had a really good friend who my mom knew actually from me living in New York. And Olivia, my good friend who I met in New York, who lives in Kentucky, has a store called Denizen. And it's a plant store, home decor store. And my mom would always be like, did you see what Olivia posted? Her stuff is so sharp, so cool. So Olivia sent me a cactus instead of flowers. And she sent it to my parents' house. And we thought that was like the coolest thing. And I was like, Mom, you would love Olivia's store. There's nothing like this around here. And she, this is like 4 days after we lost my grandmother. And she, my mom just like looked at me and was like, let's do it. And I was like, let's do what? She's like, let's open a store. And I was like, all right. Like, but like, be serious about it. She's like, I am. And then piggybacking off of that, the craziest thing was at that time I was doing foreclosure collection calls, like for foreclosed homes. And I took that job because I was off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to like enhance my makeup career. Mm-hmm. And I remember like laying in bed, I had a week off kind of like dealing with preparing for like the funeral and all that. And I remember laying in bed and just being like, this is the worst week of my life, but at least I'm not at work. And I was like, oh, no. Right? Like, mm-hmm. What am I saying? I don't want to live like this. Like, that's horrible. And then when my mom was like, let's open this shop, we just like dove right into it. And here we are 3 years later.
My God. So this all happened. This was in the week that your grandmom died.
Yeah.
So what is the time frame of let's do this to it actually starting? How long did that take?
So she passed in March. We signed a lease in June and we opened in September.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And people ask me like all the time, like, so it wasn't always a dream, right? And when people ask me for business advice, like, I don't know if it's good or not, but it's just like, just do it. Like if we stopped for 1 second and we're like, it's not like there's a billion reasons why you won't succeed in anything. Right. But like if we stopped and like focused on all of those, we would have never done it. We just moved and we just did it.
And yeah.
Here we are, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God. You're amazing. And what I actually just kind of did the math, which was very simple math that I'm proud of myself. When you said March, June, September, that's in threes.
Yes.
So that was just like 3 months, 3 months.
Yes. Crazy. And then, and it's like funny because we're like working on some stuff now. And my mom's like, we can never stop. Like we just can't stop. So October 2018, we opened. And then in September 2020, we moved. We expanded our location in the middle of a pandemic to like three times the size. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's the book of go against anything you ever learned and it'll all be okay.
Literally. So silly. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. So I don't know if that's smart, right? But it worked for us.
But you know what? It's like, there's no right. There's no wrong. It's like you did what you felt right for you. And I think that's the thing is that's the emotion of it because you had momentum because it felt good.
Right.
And if you didn't have momentum and you were like, oh, this isn't going to work, then it wouldn't have worked.
Right.
It wouldn't have because you weren't feeling it. You weren't actually believing it, but you were truly believing it. And I have to go back to what you said in the beginning and then we'll dive into the first question because we're going to dive into this stuff more. But at 18, you went to New York thinking and then you had an identity crisis because it wasn't really what you thought. You were freaking 18 years old. I mean, you're a baby.
I know. That's why I'm like, it's so silly. Like I really needed to have it all figured out. I'm very much that person. Like I need everything all figured out. And I thought I did. And I got there and like, man, like when I say the worst year, like I'm fortunate, right? That was like the worst year of my life. Meaning like it wasn't, not to like downplay what I went through, but like people have it a lot worse, right? Like I just like was freaking out, but like the anxiety, the depression, the what the heck am I going to do now? Like I just didn't know who I was, you know?
And I think it's important to recognize that and not push it to the side because everybody always has different circumstances and you can always say somebody's worse, somebody's whatever, but what you're feeling is real. So you have to acknowledge it.
Agree. Yeah, definitely agree. And one of the things I wanted to mention, I remember you were like talking about momentum. So we were fortunate where my mom was not sick for a long period of time. She had one bad week and that was the end. So that was, you know, it was a horrible week, but it was just literally like 7 days. And I remember we were in in the hospital, and my dad said, we're very family oriented. We're very close, you know? And my dad was like, I read this. I don't know if it's a Bible verse or not, you know? He's like, but I read this and I can't stop thinking about it. Like, if you pray for forgiveness, you aren't given forgiveness. You're given the opportunity to forgive. If you're praying for money, you're not given money. You're given the opportunity to make money. And he's like, we are so family oriented and my mom just loves her family. And he's like, I'm just sitting here with all of us thinking like, if you pray for a close family, you're not giving a close family. You're given an opportunity to have one. Mm-hmm. And my mom and I are now in business together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was just, that's something that's just like so stuck with me. And I also don't want to downplay the challenges of a family business, but mm-hmm. I just can't believe that my mom physically isn't here for this. And also this would not, like, she gave us this opportunity, you know?
Yeah. Didn't you tell me before in our pre-conversation, wasn't there some kind of a sign once you guys opened up, or am I not remembering that correctly?
Oh, no. Yeah. There's, so my mom gets feathers and I'm a very literal person. And my mom knew that. So I had to go to New York. My mom actually lived in New York. So I had to go to New York a week and a half after, like, she passed. And I was like, I hate this city. I do not want to be here. Like, I just have to go. I have to do this class. So I go and I live there for a year and I've been there a billion times visiting her. And I go and I get out of the subway and I make a left like I've done 1,000 times. And I look up and on this big building is graffitied as clear as day in block letters, Anna with an exclamation point. And that's her name.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, oh, okay. She's yelling at me, like, get it together. We are not going to be sad. We are going to keep pushing. And I was like, oh my God. And I sent it to my family and they were like, yeah. And that's how she comes to me now. It's her name. Very clear. She knows I need no interpretation. Anna. Like, that is how she comes to me. It's crazy.
It just makes me laugh. Oh my God. I had a similar kind of thing soon after my father passed away. I was like in a fog and pushing. Our daughter was like 4 months old.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And I was just kind of in Target in August, just kind of in a daze, just kind of walking around. And there were, you know, when the going back to college section?
Yes.
And there were lights and light up things and all this kind of stuff. And it was one of those lights that with the moving letters, and it said Tuesday, January 18th in August,
like
going across. And I was pushing the cart and I'm just like, what the hell? January 18th, it's August. I'm like, that's my father's birthday.
Oh my gosh.
And then I went out to the car because Target doesn't have good reception. And I'm like, what day was Dad born on? She's like, I don't know. And I looked it up his year and he was born on a Tuesday.
Oh, like, my God.
I'm like, what the heck?
So cool. There's things that, like, whether you believe in that or not, you know, you can't deny. Hello, you know?
Yeah, hello. Like, Anna, are you listening to me?
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is going to be good. So let's do the would you rather question, and then we'll dive into the first question.
Awesome.
So, Madison, would you rather ride in a flying car or ride a unicorn?
Unicorn. Yeah, unicorn. Because a flying car is like an airplane, right?
Right.
Definitely unicorn.
When I was thinking of that, I was like, well, I was being all like serious about it. I'm like, well, a car has the protective side so you wouldn't fall out.
Unicorn is just like rogue and wild, and that's what I chose.
There you go. Which goes with your finding your crazy in the makeup. So.
Yes.
Okay. So, Madison, how would you define creativity?
This question has stressed me out all week.
I'm sorry.
What? No, it's a good thing. But I decided how I'm going to answer is, first off, I don't think we all have creativity, whether we think we're creative or not. And I don't think that I can define it for anyone else, but I can definitely define it for me. So for me, creativity is the way I manage my mental health, the way I go through my day to day, and the way I run my business. I think a lot of us get stuck in like creative is like a paintbrush, or creative is like, you know, you can look at something and recreate it. Like, we're not all creative in that way. It's how you solve problems. Like I said, for me, it's like how I manage my mental health and create healthy boundaries and relationships, and how I pivot in this business where I literally have no clue what I'm doing. Like, because I don't, you know, like I didn't have a background. I mean, I worked in retail my whole life, but I didn't know. I don't know how to run a business. Like, we just did our taxes this year and I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't know, you know, so I'm constantly learning. And I think for me, the creativity is just how I like navigate these situations every day.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Oh,
that's my dog. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm just writing this down. Navigate situations every day. I have to say, I think I'm going on. I think you're my 95th interview.
Oh my gosh. Congrats.
Which, thank you. But I say that because I haven't heard that answer in these interviews. This is what I love about talking to so many different kinds of people, just to hear, you know, different perspectives. That's what this is all about. But I love how you said, you can't define it for anyone else, that the healthy boundaries for your mental health, there is, I think this is what I'm so passionate about, is expanding this whole quote unquote societal definition of the whole pencil and the paintbrush thing.
Yeah.
Because people immediately shut themselves down. They're right. I can't draw. I can't paint. I can't make a straight line. I can't. It's like, well, good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because straight lines are really boring. But it's expanding it. So all the things that you said here, solving problems, that's huge. We do this every day.
Yeah.
Every day. The healthy boundaries for relationships, the pivoting in business. Oh my gosh, it's huge.
And it's not like in a box, you know? Creativity, my creativity anyway, is like ever changing, ever evolving. Like, I was like getting really nervous for this today. And I was like, why? Like, why? So creativity and the fact of like, how am I going to, my body is like very reactive. So I feel like before like I dialed in, my heart was like beating fast. Right. And I'm like, okay, I have like 3 minutes. How am I going to like get this anxiety and like get it together? So I sat on my bed. I'm on my bed right now. I have a crystal in my hand. My dog is on the bed with me. And I actually have this really cool banner inspired by Queen Glennon Doyle, right? That says we can do hard things. And I'm just like staring at it with my dog and my crystal. And I'm like, okay, take some breaths. Like, I'm not always have the luxury in a like anxious state to sit on my bed with my dog, you know?
But it's so, and I know Chelsea, I know that you're here. And
yes.
It's this. Yes. Thank you, listeners. Please feel free to write any input into the chat box. Questions, comments, would love to hear from you. But I wanted to shout her out because you mentioned Glennon Doyle, and because I know she's a lover of her as well. But yeah, that I love that banner. We can do hard things.
So good. So here's the funny story about Chelsea and Glennon. And I tell her this all the time because Chelsea gifted me Untamed the 2 days after the pandemic and we had to close our business. And I remember literally being like, I do not want a friggin' self-help book right now. Like, thank you so much. I understand like where her heart is in this. I do not want this. And then I'm like, after day five, done crying, right? And I'm like, all right, let me friggin' like read this. And I texted her. I was like, I'm so sorry. I just have to tell you that I felt this way. And this book has changed my life. I've read it 3 times, listened to it twice, highlighted a copy, have a very nice copy that is not touched. Like, it is just because it's all about becoming ourselves and like creating these boundaries for us. And I didn't know about that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, very grateful to Chelsea for that and Glennon.
This is anybody who doesn't know who Glennon Doyle is, So she, what I loved about, somebody was interviewing her, who I can't remember right now. I heard her on a podcast and she just was talking about how she became known because she was just answering one of those Facebook things of like 25 questions things.
Right.
Do you remember this story?
Yes.
And she just blurted out this thing where it was like, she just outed everything about, you know, being an alcoholic and all this yep. kind of stuff. And then just press send. And then when she came back and she got 7 messages or something from her sister, voice messages, she was like, uh-oh, what'd I do wrong?
Oops. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love, but she is very like unapologetic. And I think like for me, I've definitely always had that in me, but it's been like honing it in and refining it, right? You can be and have boundaries and not be a bitch, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and I think when I was like 18, I was just like bitchy. Mm-hmm. So now it's creating those boundaries and standing firm in those boundaries and putting myself and my family, as far as like me, my husband, and our dog first, mm-hmm. without coming off like a bitch. And that's like really powerful.
But it's such a woman thing. And I hate to say this, guys, that are listening to, you know, I don't mean to differentiate. And please add in the comments if you feel differently about it. But women, we're such nurturers and we're such, oh, I want people to like me. And, oh, I want to make people happy. And I don't want to rock the boat. And when you do step into that power of being confident, of establishing those spaces, it can be seen as being a bitch, and that's unfair.
It is unfair. And I just want to mention too, just because like I get this a lot, you know, the Instagram versus reality, like I'll run into people and they're like, you're killing it. And like my favorite thing to say and my husband's favorite thing to say is like, she cries a lot, like Instagram is showing this. But my point of that is I don't necessarily need people to like me, but we had someone come in the shop the other day, 2 people actually, and we were burning incense. Like we did a little ritual before we opened just to try and like clear some energy and manifest a really good day. And like 2 groups of people back to back came in, were like, oh my God, it smells in here. I cannot. And like walked out and I was crushed because like the nurturer in me was like, no, like come back. This is, what can we do to make you comfortable? Like this is a space for everyone. And then it really probably took me like an hour to be like, no, this is my home. Like people are coming into my home and there is a lot of nurturing going on in here if you want it. And if you don't feel comfortable that this space isn't for you, like then that's okay. But I just wanted to say that because I think people look at us, I don't know, like what else to say, like you, me, and like we have it all together and we like lift people up. So we like have all the answers. And that is so not true. It is a constant work on yourself, like every day, every minute, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And yes, 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 and yes. And the idea that you're not always, just pretty much what you said, but reframing, you're not always going to appeal to everybody. And that's okay.
So okay.
Like that's the message I've been getting a lot lately in trainings I've been in and groups that I'm in that are, you are like, I was in this group on Clubhouse, group that I'm a part of called the Mentor Studio. And they were talking about niching down and just getting so specific on your niche that you're talking to them, you know, yeah. And so often that person that you're speaking to is really yourself.
Right.
Because you're doing what you're doing because you've gone through your adversity and everything. And you're generally doing what you're doing because you want to help other people who, you know, through what you've been through. So they don't have to go through it as much or all that kind of stuff. But just really understanding that, yeah, you're not going to appeal to everybody. So those people, just like you said, that came walking in and were like, oh, it smells, and they're not your tribe.
Right. And directly after that, well, within that hour of me like freaking out, we had another person was like, it's so dope in here. It smells so good. The energy. And like my employee, she's like younger, and she looked at me and she was like, see? And I was like, I know. I couldn't get out of my head for like 60 minutes. I was like so upset. And then like someone else came in and was like, yeah, like this is my space, you know?
Yeah. 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 I'm looking at, if you can see, Chelsea wrote, healthy boundaries are the difference between assertive and aggressive. But even when women learn how to be assertive, people still get defensive because they aren't used to women having boundaries. So we get labeled bitchy.
Yes. Yes to that. So much yes, yes to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Chelsea.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
So tell me about, so the whole thing with your space now, with the crystals, with the plants, with all of this. Were you, actually, let me say crystals and clearing energy and all this kind of stuff. Were you into this prior to this, or was this kind of a newer aspect of exploration?
So my dad is like so cool. People who know my dad, he's so funny. He'll talk your ear off forever, but he's like a deadhead, right? And he used to always like show us, like he's like, I have like these crystals, and like we would trade them at the concerts, and like he's like, I've always carried crystals. And my dad, and he's so cool, like, and it's so cool when you get older, you like start realizing how cool your parents are, you know. But he has always, literally, like one of his like dadisms is like, the universe has a warped sense of humor. He's always said that to me, like the universe, and like he, like what you bring in comes back, like trust the universe. He's always said this, and now it's like a trendy thing. So I've always had crystals because of my dad. But when we opened the shop, the first shop, I was like, Mom, I want a crystal section, like a small crystal section. And she's like, okay, like a small section, you know, something little, because we're in Haddonfield and we're not sure. Mm-hmm. And that just became such a big bulk of our business. And so to answer your question, yes, I always was into it, but being around it every day and then like finding my people through having the shop, like it's definitely a part of my life more now. And I always tell people, it's just a tool and you don't have to use it every day. Like, and also crystals don't work if you don't put in the work. So we'll also put that there. Right. But like, sometimes I have like 8 crystals on me and other times I don't want to deal with them. You know, it's like a tool in your toolbox that you can use or not use. And the plants, I've always like liked plants, but I wouldn't say I became like really planty until we had the shop. Plants change your space so much, so much. And my house is a jungle and I love it. And everyone's house should be a jungle. And we do not believe in black thumbs. Like, plants are like people. They're not going to do what you want them to do. But a lot of the times we want to overlove and nurture our plants, and plants just want to like be left alone.
I love that. We want to over nurture them, but they want to be left alone.
They do. They really do. Like, they, plants don't want to be watered every day. You know what I mean? Like, and we're like, you need water. Like, so it's a cool lesson too, to just like let something like become what it's supposed to be and just like help it when it needs it, instead of me, big control freak, right? Instead of trying to like control its growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty amazing actually. So my husband is the one who honestly takes care of the plants in our house. And the plants that we, some of the bigger plants that we have, they are his grandmother's plants. And so that means that they are at least 70, 80 years old. Is kind of crazy. And yeah, and they kind of traveled with us too. So yeah. And every time they grow a new stalk, and it's just kind of, yeah, they just keep growing. It's pretty beautiful.
So we have what we call the mom jade, and it's this beautiful, like biggest jade you would ever see in my mom's house. And it was my grandmother's, and it's just like huge. And every time someone like I got a piece, my brother got a piece, our manager, Megan, got a piece. Like, we all have the mom jade. You can propagate plants. So this, how cool again that we're like circling back to like my grandmother accidentally, as far as like in our life. Like, we all have a piece of her like in our homes, and it's this plant that's like 50 years old. So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what recently happened. A friend who, my husband's who passed away, you know, that was what was so kind is they gave pieces of plants that they had from their garden to represent her. And we have it. It's just sprout. It's huge. It's in our kitchen and it just like took off.
I love that. So all your plants in your house are like super sentimental.
They
no
really
pressure, right?
A few of them are, and I have to say they're his. So I have not owned that except for the outside, which I just started planting some herbs. And I see that one of our listeners said basil needs a little love as it can be fussy, just like peeps.
Yeah. Just like basil needs a lot of water. And that's the thing. Like, so plants are all different. People are all different, you know, but yeah, basil herbs are hard. Outdoor plants are like, I'm not there yet. I'm not going to act like I know. I'll talk to you for hours about indoor plants. My husband was like, do you want to plant a blah, blah, blah outside? And I was like, uh-huh. A what? you got that. I'll take care of what's inside.
Exactly. There's knowing the boundaries. Yes. I'm just starting to explore more of the outdoor stuff. And I have, the basil, the parsley, the thyme, which I thought it was dill when I bought it, but apparently it's thyme. And it's like literally right outside our door. So it's so cool that we can just be cooking and say, go get some basil. And just,
oh, and it tastes so good.
I feel so fancy. I'm like, just go get the basil, go get the parsley. It's right outside the door.
I love it.
It feels good to do that. So, okay, cool. So second question is, so how we've talked about it so much, you kind of outlined it in the beginning, like through your business and everything, but what else can you touch on? Like how else you incorporate creativity into your own life?
So I think the big thing outside from the business, of course, is the mental health for me. I'm not shy about talking about, I struggle with anxiety and depression. And maybe a little, I'm just now exploring some food dependencies and like food disorder, I would say, that I'm like dealing with. So the creativity for me in my everyday life outside of the business is, how do I wake up and manage my brain? Right. So I've gotten really, really good at it. I was very fortunate to have parents who were aware that I was dealing with mental health issues and got me into therapy at a very, very young age. And I know people are not fortunate to have that. So I'm very grateful of that. And since then, since being in therapy at 13, it's like I have, back to like the crystals, I have these tools, right? I have these like tools of how to deal with my mental health every day. One of my things, and this sounds so ridiculous, maybe okay. Probably to you too, since you are like a real mom, like I have a dog, right? And yeah. Like sometimes I look at my dog and I'm like, I need to protect her. Like, I cannot imagine the anxiety that's going to come when it's my time to be a real mom. So every day, at least once a day, I have to talk myself off the ledge of like being obsessive and worried about my friggin' dog. Like, so it's the creativity of like, okay, I wake up and sometimes I don't worry about my mental health until it's 6 p.m. and I realize I've been spinning out all day. It's a lot of self-talk. It's a lot of breath work for me. Mm-hmm. Moving my body is important, but I'm so busy. Sometimes I don't get to, and it's not an excuse, but that's just like the reality of it. Mm-hmm. But you can always, if that means for me stepping outside of the shop and like literally taking a walk to the end of the block to throw something out, then that's what I have to do. So the creativity of my mental health is one, being aware, and then two, taking the tools that I've been given and learned and collected for all these years and applying them and making sure that every day at one point, even if it's at the end of my day when I'm in the shower, I'm like addressing that mental health and like helping it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. You just said so many incredible things right there.
I mean, honestly, and first of all, I want to address the whole thing with the animals. Like, that is real. Your animals are your children.
And she really is. Like,
I mean, and there's no downplaying it. Seriously. I mean, prior to having, you know, our kids, we had always had cats. So my husband and I at the time, he was, you know, my boyfriend, and we always had cats. And it would totally piss off my sister-in-law because we'd say the kids, and then my mother-in-law would say, "So how are the babies?" And
love she it. Would
say,
yeah.
She'd say, "They're not babies. they're cats." And because you care about them with every fiber of your being. And Even with having children, we still have our cats, and I still worry about the cats just as much as I'll obsess a little bit. I'm like, because one of our cats has like a real health issue, and I'll be like, he's kind of laying down a lot lately. Does he look weird to you? Does his fur look weird? Does his like? And what I found is that we were just about to go on vacation. Actually, last summer we went to the beach, and I was like, I just don't have a good feeling about him. And my husband was like, okay, I'm going to listen to your, and I'm really glad we did. We almost had to put him down.
Oh my gosh.
Like it was not good, but
that's your mom intuition, you know?
But the upside of it was we still have him, and he had a diagnosis a little while ago of only surviving 6 to 10 months. And we're about a year and a half out. So
that's awesome. Good.
But what I'm saying is that stuff is real. So don't downplay it or think it's weird.
Thank you. Thank you.
But what you started out by saying, as far as how incorporating your creativity, the mental health aspect and planning your day, how you wake up and manage your brain, that is such an incredible thing to point out, I have to say.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot of work to do that. And I think mental health is, and the conversation around mental health, I mean, we have a long way to go, but I think people are more open and receptive to it. Mm-hmm. No one really talks about, it's freaking exhausting. Like I am, the conversations in my head of like acknowledging a thought and we're going to let that float down the river, like all day, like there's no quiet minute in my brain because I'm aware, fortunate enough that I'm aware of my mental health struggles and I'm like healing them, you know, but that's an exhausting thing. It's something that you're constantly working at. It's a lot.
It is, but like you said, you have your toolkit, you gratefully, and because we're in a time now of it being so much more open and being a discussion and not something that you have to hide behind, per se. And how you talked about like with the self-talk and the breath work and the movement and acknowledging that, I think that's really... It applies to what you're saying right now within your space, but I think that's really for everybody. We all get stressed. Everybody gets caught up in their head with scenarios and self-talk and all this kind of stuff. And we really do forget to breathe.
Yes.
Our body completely tenses up, and wherever you are on the side of things, of believing in your chakras or all that, or if you're like, I don't believe in any of that stuff, but I know that my body's really tense and my shoulders really hurt and my body is really achy because you're like friggin' tensing everything.
Yep. I like subconsciously clench my jaw. And they like, so that's something like, that's like a physical response to my stress. And I usually don't realize it until my jaw hurts. Right. And I'm like, oh, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my freaking jaw. But the shoulders, like, I don't know, like any listeners, like just take a breath right now and like, notice how high your shoulders are, like, right?
Yeah.
We all do that. And it's just being aware of that. And it doesn't mean – being aware doesn't mean perfection at all. It's just like helping yourself along the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Let's actually take like 3 breaths right now.
Love that.
a kind of like lead in here. You just like inspired that, I feel like, because even like I'm having the way that I'm sitting, I'm finding that I'm tensing up. So if everybody could just kind of breathe in through their nose, hold it for 30 seconds, and then we'll breathe out. So let's do this. So breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Again, breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. And one more time, breathe in. Hold. And breathe out.
So good.
Okay. Yeah, and like feeling, I really love what you also said about movement, because a lot of times when I do stuff like that, it's kind of followed by like moving my arms, like I'm doing right now, like moving my arms and kind of twisting.
Yeah. Yeah, movement doesn't always have to mean like a 20 or 30 or hour workout, you know? Like, mm-hmm. It just means getting up, shaking your legs out, you know, stretching your arms.
Yeah. Yeah. One of our listeners said mental health needs to be part of everyday health conversations, just like physical health. They're both just as important.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
Totally. With major exclamation points at the end.
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like people see themselves as such outcasts or feeling so alone or isolated.
It's so not true. And I guess, okay, so the hard part for me too is my husband deals with his anxiety so different. We've been together for 7 years, and the first time like I noticed like he was anxious and like in it, I remember saying, I was like, oh my God. I remember saying like, can you just like get it together? What? Like queen of like helping and like, you know, do what you need to do to heal. And I didn't know how to like love someone with anxiety. Mm. So that's, I don't want to downplay that either. It's like, just cause I maybe have a good, pretty good handle on mine, everyone's looks different. And also we can all go through it together, even though it looks so different on everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's important to acknowledge it. And I think it's also important to realize at times we screw up as we respond to things.
Yeah. Oh, like, my God. I was like, I'm so sorry. I can't believe that's you.
We do.
I love you so much.
Right. And at times, like, we're on our own timeline. We may feel like we have a deadline or there's something, you know, in our heads or something that is a real deadline of something. And it's like, I don't have time for this. Like, suck it up. Pull it together. We need to get to the finish line, but that doesn't do anybody any good. Usually people kind of shut down.
No. And I am very much that person too. So that's not a great thing. Like no matter what I'm going through mentally, like I'm going to get what I need to get done. I'm fortunate to where it's like mentally debilitating, but like physically and that's what I mean by it's so different. Like physically I am able to like do what I have to do and then sit in my house for 10 hours and not talk to, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And people don't function like that. Like some people it's debilitating and I'm here for whoever needs that. And I promise I won't say get it together to you. I learned my lesson. I promise I will never say that again. But so it's just crazy how it's so different. Whereas like physically, sometimes, most of the time, right, you're having a leg problem, like these are the 5 symptoms and these are like the 5 ways to deal with it. Mental health is like, here are the 5 billion symptoms and here are like the 5 billion ways to deal with it, you know? Mm-hmm. So be creative in what works for you. And what works for me doesn't work for my husband, and what works for him doesn't work for me. And, you know, but it's a beautiful thing that there is support out there as far as like community, you know?
And like you've been pointing out and saying a lot, the word awareness has come up. And I wonder how you feel about it. I mean, I feel that so many people, myself included, and I feel like I've gotten to know myself more in the last few years, that we become so disconnected with who we truly are because we're so, you know, quote unquote, busy all the time, that we don't really know who we are and what we need. So because there's, you could Google something now in the world of Google, you could look up and there's like you said, a million different ways that you could handle something. But, and then it gets overwhelming and then you kind of shut down. But if we actually took the time to know who we were and apply it and know that it's okay to like pick one thing to start with to help ourselves, then how much better does that feel? It's not so overwhelming.
So much yes to that. Yes. Yes. And that there's no timeline for it. We're in a world where there's a lot of instant gratification. And unfortunately, mental health does not, you do not get instant gratification, you know, but just like be patient with yourself. And like you said, like figure out what you personally need and take the time to invest in that and pivot if you need to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Love that word pivot. It's just such a cool word.
It always makes you think of Friends with the couch, you know, every time.
That's so funny. Yes. Pivot.
Pivot. But that's been the 2020 word every time me and my mom were in the shop and I was like, we thought we had it figured out. I'm like, nope, pivot, pivot again, pivot again. Oh.
So if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, there's a scene in Friends when Ross and Jennifer Aniston, I'm forgetting her character's name. Rachel. We're carrying a couch up the steps and they got stuck. And he kept saying, pivot, pivot.
He's like yelling at her, pivot.
She's like, if you say that one more time, I'm going to throw this couch.
So funny.
Oh my gosh. So we're actually getting to the top of the hour. So I want to dive into the third question, which is basically wrapping up pretty much what we spoke about. So why do you think creativity is important?
It's such a part of our everyday lives in one way or the other, whether you realize it or not. Creativity could be like getting, okay, so something, sometimes my brain gets crazy, so sorry. Like one thing that like came up at the shop was like, rituals, right? I'm like, well, you could do a ritual. And this guy was like, what do you mean ritual? Like, what do you mean? Like weird witch girl, like, what do you mean? And I'm like, no, when you get up, what do you do? Like, what do you do every day? He's like, I check my phone, I get up, I brush my teeth, and I wash my face. And I'm like, there's your morning ritual. And he was like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? I'm like, so I think the creativity, and going back to this word again, it's like the awareness and the intention, like doing things with intention. And I think we all do it. We're all creative. And it's just like being aware of it and then finding like what fuels your fire, right? Like when you get up and you wash your face, like, do you love making breakfast? Like to me, I love going to work. Like I want to hurry up and get to work. And that's where I'm the most creative. So I think it's just like figuring that out. You know, does that answer the question?
Yeah, it totally answers the question. And I think the word that's coming up for me too is permission.
Yeah, allowing yourself.
Yeah, because when I left the classroom, you know, I've been teaching art for 30 years, so in lots of different kinds of settings. But when I left my traditional job of being in the classroom in this one space for 3 years and 2 years prior in the school district, I was just like, you know what? I really want to work with adults with this whole adulting thing. This world that we get stuck in of routines and timelines and responsibility and disconnection and not playing, not exploring and not allowing ourselves to be expressive fully in who we are because
we think that there's so many other definitions that we have to live up to.
I think we talked about this before, but in your spiritual growth, like one thing that you hear a lot, if anyone's into this, is your inner child. And mm-hmm. it's just so funny how we like want to grow up, right? We want to do this. We want to do this. And then like you're here now and it's finding, going back and finding your inner child and yeah. like allowing time for play. And it sounds like kind of like kitschy, but we don't do that. We were, and I'm guilty of it. Like I am so fortunate. I have a job that I love. I would not trade it. I work, I get up early. I have to run errands for the shop. I work at the shop and then I'm on the couch, like answering email. I'm sure you do the same. I know, because we've texted at like 9 p.m. at night. You know what I mean? Like about work. And there has to, we have to give ourselves permission to go back to our inner child and do the things that we love and like leave all those responsibility and routine behind for like a little bit, you know, it'll be there when we get back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's yeah. And it's like the word you used earlier, creating boundaries, creating that boundary of the space. It's true. Allowing more play. It's funny. I was on this one group that I'm a part of, when it meets on Mondays, it's people all over the world. So three times out of the month, it's at 10 p.m.
Wow.
So I haven't been making it to every call because I've been making the choice to my daughter and I watch a romantic comedy every night, generally before we go to sleep of some kind. So, but I chose to be on this call the other night. And she's texting me saying, "Where are you?"
Aww.
I'm like, "I'm on a call." She's like, "Get off of it." And, but in that choice, I was making a decision to be there for, you know, a specific reason. But yeah, creating those boundaries and creating that space, it does, it's important.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh my gosh, Madison. So this has been such an amazing chat with you. And I truly am so grateful of your time because I know that you are a busy person. Can you please tell people how they can connect with you?
Yes. So my Instagram, my personal Instagram is Madison Ramirez, RAMIREZ underscore 13. But if anyone has any questions about, you know, the holistic or spiritual growth or plants, the shop is called Meraki Market. We're in Haddonfield, New Jersey. We are working on a website, but we will always ship. And our Instagram for that is MERAKI Market underscore NJ. And I would just invite everyone into my home there. And I love to connect and meet with people there. But of course, I'm the one that answers the social media there as well. So I should mention that. But you're more than welcome to stare at pictures of my dog on my personal page and message me there too. Because that's all really my page is. My dog and plants.
I love it. Your babies.
Yes. She is my baby. Oh, thank you so much for taking the time and wanting to speak with me. I had a little bit of like imposter syndrome too, you know, like, oh, I got nothing to say. Like, so thank you. I really appreciate it. This was amazing.
You're welcome. And my God, see, we just have to get out of our comfort zones. And because you realize we're however old we are along our journey and we all have a story. We all have things to share and people need to be able to listen to each other.
Yeah.
And then it leads to, you know, connection and collaboration. And that's just the beautiful thing about it.
Yeah. It's so true. It really is.
Chloe, it was just asked, what is the Instagram for makeup?
The Instagram for makeup is Mad Makeup, one word, official. But if you go on my personal page, I have both of the Meraki and the Mad Makeup links in my bio. So my personal is just Madison Ramirez underscore 13.
Are you doing any of the makeup now?
I am. It's kind of funny. I broke up with my first bride the other day. And just because it didn't serve me. And that was really crazy because money, right? Like, I'm self-employed. Like, who am I to like turn down money? But I was just like, hey girl, like, no hard feelings. I just feel like we're not a really great fit. I'm like, I'm gonna send you on your way. She didn't like that. So the makeup work is selective because my energy, I am like so happy when I'm in our shop. And if I'm going to be taken out of the shop, I want it to be for my passion of makeup, not just for money, you know?
Oh my gosh. You go creating boundaries.
Yeah. It was so crazy. I was like, oh God. I had like 1 second. I got off the phone with her because she wasn't happy. And I was like, oh my God, did I do the right thing? And then I was like, no, hell yeah, you did the right thing. And I was just like, been a week. I've been like so proud of myself over that. I haven't done that in 10 years. I've just dealt with people that I maybe shouldn't deal with because I need the money and because it's good business. And like, yeah, that was like a pivotal moment in my life that happened a week ago. That's just really freaking cool.
It's freaking huge. Yeah, I mean, when we get the voice to do that, and God, what a different energy you're coming from with that. It's like, I'm important. My time means something to me. And this is about connection and you know, energy. It's relationship. It's not just about, it's God. I am so, not a condescending thing. I'm so freaking proud of you.
Thank you. No, thank you so much. I mean, I'm proud of myself. It was the coolest, weirdest, best thing. And I just feel like a little butterfly right now. Like, that is like a huge, I would have never done that even 6 months ago, you know? So thank you. Thanks for acknowledging that.
Yeah. It's like, it's true. As we grow and as we learn things, and I find myself stepping more into my power and my shoes and, you know, my why, I'm just like, oh my gosh, it feels so good. It's taken, you know, some time to get here, but I'm glad it's not the end. Yeah. And it's being taken care of more in the middle. I mean, we never know when the end is, but it's like, but it's being taken care of and it's growing. And I just have to acknowledge Kim. Oh my gosh. So Kim from high school, Kim Witherspoon, she just acknowledged that she was here because she's under a different name. So yay, we haven't seen each other in like 30 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. So happy that you're here. Thank you, Kim, for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. So our live listeners, thank you. People listening to the replay, so grateful. This space is all about inspiring, connecting, and sharing. So please like, follow, and share so we can get the word out there. And also check out at IamCreativePhilly.com. There are creative coaching, creative inspiration opportunities going on, multi-author books, all this kind of good stuff. So check out IamCreativePhilly.com. And I'm just so grateful to you. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. And look forward to connecting with you guys again soon. So goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Feeling inspired? There are so many ways to do things for you, to get yourself moving, to get your creative juices flowing, and to have fun. Check out I Am Creative and Express Yourself Publishing. Go to IamCreativePhilly.com, IamCreativePhilly, PHILLY.com, and check out the experiential kits. Check out Creative Shway, which is all about creative inspiration and guidance. And for Express Yourself Publishing, there's so many multi-author book opportunities. So I would love to chat with you so much. Everybody's creative. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has an expression. And I can't wait to meet you. Thank you so much for taking this hour to listen to our stories and share the energy. And I wish you a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in this world. Bye, everybody.